Neither, would you say neither?
Neither, I don't know. Neither.
Probably say either, huh? I'm not going to either.
That's right.
Yeah. And if somebody asks you to do something with them and you didn't really want to, but you would if they really needed you, you'd say, well, I will if you really need me, but I'd
rather not. Rather not or rather not?
What's the two ways?
Drither or rather not.
And you suppose your wife trying to get you to buy something and you say, no, it's too high priced. She says, well, I know it's high priced, but it's something, a good one. You don't see one like this very often. It's what? It's something, a good one.
Mm-hmm. You can't beat it?
Mm-hmm. It's such a good one?
Yeah.
Would she say something like that?
I expect.
I wonder if you'd repeat that for me.
It's such a good one.
And the opposite of never is? He does it never, or he does it?
Probably never.
One person does it never, and another person does it
often.
Or more than often. Every time.
All the time. No. I don't know. Opposite of never.
Yeah.
All the time?
Or one man does that never, another man does it.
Frequent?
Or, yeah. Or you say, I, and then I want this word, to church on Sunday, go to church on Sunday, I, something, go to church on.
Always?
Yeah, that's what I was fishing.
Always.
And suppose we were taking a walk across field and I saw a particular kind of flower. I thought it was real nice. I was going to pick it. I was going to dig it out, take it with me, you know. And I thought it was a very rare flower. He said, oh, that's not rare. You can find them where?
Anywhere.
If I asked you, why something, you'd probably start your answer by saying,
why so?
Yeah, I'd say why so, and you'd say, well, and then how would you answer? Say, count of,
why so or why not?
Why don't you jump